possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah! Let's get it, man. I'm back. I know it wasn't that long, but sometimes feels long for me. I listen to the station, I'm like, I gotta get back on, yo. I gotta get back, bro. I got business to handle, but we about to handle some business tonight. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. It's a little bit after 9 p.m. You got me for 4 hours, going to 1 a.m. Keith McPherson back on the Fan, another KM to AM. Coming off of what the Giants just did, or the Giants, spring training, or not spring training, the Giants preseason training camp show, I feel like we got to start with the Jets. I'm in here watching the All-Star game right now. We'll get to the All-Star game. We'll get to the red carpet. We'll get to Juan Soto. How could we not? We'll get to the home run derby and Jazz and all that stuff. But let's start with the Jets. That's the biggest story in town. That's the biggest thing going on right now. I think if you're a Jets fan, you don't have to go as far as saying you're excited for the season. You don't have to jump to conclusions and say anything as far as what this regime is going to do in terms of winning, but you do have to feel a sense of security that two of your star players are locked up. The offensive and defensive rookie of the year, they're not going anywhere. So that Garrett Wilson jersey you bought, that's good through the rest of the 2020s. That Sauce Gardner jersey you bought, that's good till 2030. You know, you don't have to put tape over the back and write another player in. This new Jets regime has come in and quietly went to work, went to business, and just quietly have locked up two guys that are stars. And when you think about the first order of business, they moved on from Aaron Rodgers, who was the biggest star, and there was a lot of people that didn't like that. I think before you go into training camp, setting the stage by paying your guys and doing it early, they didn't have to do this right now, but it sets the stage saying, listen, these are our guys, these are pillars, these are cornerstones. These are building blocks of the franchise. We recognize that. Hopefully you recognize that. And the whole league will recognize that by how high we're going to pay these guys. Now, I know there's going to be some trepidation. Call me up. Tell me why you feel like this is too much to pay them, or they didn't earn this yet, or they don't deserve this yet, or what does this mean now? Who can they not pay? Whatever. That's how we talk all around these things. But as I see the Jets do this, the first thing I thought with Garrett Wilson was, wow, everybody that's ever stepped on the field with this guy respects this guy. That's all you hear. He gets open. He runs great routes. He beats coverage. And you know what? He's quarterback proof. It doesn't matter if it's Mike White, Zach Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. And if you remember, you know, when Aaron Rodgers came in, the thought was, hey, this is your number one receiver. Before Davante Adams, before Alan Lazard, before anyone else, Randall Cobb was here. Garrett Wilson was the guy. Garrett Wilson is the truth. Garrett Wilson now is the number one receiver, highest paid receiver in a shaky wide receiver room where you can look to him to lead the way. He's going to get the most targets. He's going to get the most receptions, and you got to feel good for Garrett Wilson. So Garrett Wilson is the first player from the Jets 2022 draft class to get extended, but he won't be the last. And that's what Adam Schefter said yesterday. And then today we get the news of Sauce Gardner's deal. And that's another guy that I heard listening to the station people, oh, I don't know about Sauce. Oh, they shouldn't pay Sauce. Sauce is overrated. Sauce can't tackle. Listen, lockdown corners, all-pro corners, they don't come around very often. You should know that, Jets fans. This isn't D. Milner. Like, Sauce Gardner is your guy. Sauce Gardner is a guy that you're not going to have to worry about so much, especially with this new regime. Your head coach, Aaron Glenn, is a cornerback, a former first-round draft pick of the Jets at cornerback. And the biggest thing that I know about these guys, Darren Mugee, Aaron Glenn, they watch the film. They haven't been there yet for any games. They've had practices. I'm sure they've had some lifting sessions and a bunch of meetings. But they said in their intro press conference that they were going to pour through the film. They went back and watched last season. They probably went and watched some seasons before that. And they saw all that they needed to see to say, yeah, these are all pro guys. These are building block guys that we lock up. Aaron Glenn coming from Detroit, that was the first thing. If you watch Hard Knocks with the Detroit Lions, or if you watch Hard Knocks with the Jets, like Hard Knocks with the Detroit Lions, they were looking for a certain type of player, and they found a lot of all-pro players. They were looking for gritty type of players that compete. And if you watch Hard Knocks with the Jets, you saw iron sharpens iron. Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, they go against each other in practice to make each other better. They compete. They set the standard, and they set the tone. Don't judge Sauce over some missed tackles last year. Judge him off of what PFF grades him as, what the league says he is. The league respects him as one of the top three, four corners, and now he's paid like it. I was super happy for Sauce Gardner, especially if you've ever watched his YouTube channel or you know his story, both of these guys' stories. Like, Sauce Gardner is a straight-edge guy. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He comes from Detroit, over there by 8 Mile, 7 Mile. And this kid made it. Undersized, underrated, went to Cincinnati, got to the league, and I expect to see a different Sauce Gardner. I expect to see a guy that'll put his hat on a guy. I expect to see a guy that's going to lower his shoulder. I expect to see a guy that's going to lay a hit on some guys. But even the greatest corner, you know, Deion Sanders, they talked about him not wanting to tackle. He's going to cover. And I'm so interested to see how this defense plays Sauce Gardner if they're going to put him on the best receiver. Is he going to be following Tyreek Hill? Stephon Diggs is up there with the Patriots now. Is he going to lock on him, or is he just going to play one side of the field? You know, Sauce is respected. And what I loved is that Sauce broke the news today. He put out a tweet. Many of you said Sauce needs to get off Twitter. Many of you said he does too much online. These young guys all do this online stuff. He said the deal is done. This is only the beginning. He shouted out his agent, and they got it done. He says he appreciates the Jets organization and yada, yada, yada. And it made me think, I'm like, where is Woody Johnson in all this? Because we know about Crystal Palace and Woody Johnson buying a soccer team. And I'm sure he's in the dealings. But, man, I just feel like he is letting Darren Mugee and Aaron Glenn make the decisions around this team. And going into training camp, the vibes are up. 888-808-1019. The vibes are up because two of your best players, your homegrown players, right? They're good now. They just got generational wealth that is going to affect them, their families, and they don't have to worry about anything else. They can come in and play free. They don't have to worry about earning their next contract or hitting free agency. Like, there were rumors that Garrett Wilson wanted out. And Garrett Wilson, instead of, you know, being a diva like most receivers are, as I already mentioned, Tyreek Hill, we saw him quit in the game last year against the Jets. Garrett Wilson didn't demand a trade. He was very professional. He was very measured, diplomatic with his question answering and talking about things, even though he knew it was subpar. He knew the coaching wasn't there. He knew the offense wasn't right. He knew Aaron Rodgers was just going for his own personal stats and playing a two-man game with Davante Adams. And he ends up winning. He ends up coming out on the other end, still in a Jets uniform, going to be a part of turning the Jets around with this new regime, and he's the clear-cut number one receiver. The Jets and wide receiver Garrett Wilson reached an agreement on a 4-year, $130 million contract extension that includes $90 million guaranteed. And I had to go back because I was like, I remember the story. There was a story about Garrett Wilson. And I had to ask ChatGPT. I asked ChatGPT everything. I'm like, what struggle did he have to overcome? Didn't he have some type of thing in his childhood? Well, at birth, he had lung complications that led doctors to believe that he might not survive his first night in the hospital. His father said, kids like this normally don't make it through the night. And they look at him as a miracle. They look at him as a special, like from that point on, as a special human being. And he is. Like I said, everybody that steps on the football field, they regard this guy as like best guy on the field, can't stop him, a ridiculous athlete. So to go from that to this, congratulations to Garrett Wilson. Congratulations to the Jets. Congratulations to Sauce Gardner. And you got to be thinking that there's more things to come. But again, like I said, we're going into training camp. The Chargers open training camp today. Did you see those jerseys? The Chargers have like banana all yellow jersey, but the Chargers are in training camp because they're getting ready for the Hall of Fame game. We are getting ready for football. Are you ready for some football? Always, always. And I think that the timing was strategic here too. Two things. One, you know, I was just talking to Ray, who's producing, and the guys who were doing the Giants show. I said, this regime is doing the opposite of what the Giants' new regime did. The Giants' new regime came in, took a look at everybody and said, we got a clean house. We don't want Dave Gettleman's guys. You can go. We'll trade you, release you. You can test free agency. We'll draft and develop our own guys. Worked for a year with those guys, and then what has happened since? Here comes this Jets regime where Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn come into New York and say, we're not going to do what they did across the stadium. We're going to assess who the best is in the room. Watch the film, meet with these guys, explain our vision, and then lock them up. And then that just commands the respect of the team and everybody around them. And in New York, where we're obsessed with the Mets and the Yankees, as I already see baseball calls coming in about the trade deadline, we'll get there. Again, the All-Star game is on right now. The National League is up 2-0 in the bottom of the third. It's cool. They're miking up, guys. Jacob Wilson is miked up now. Tarek Skubal was miked up. Clayton Kershaw was mic'd up. I think it's better to mic up the pitchers. Even it's still risky. But whatever, we will get to the baseball. But I think the first thing out of the gate, coming off of the football conversation with the Giants that you heard, we get some Jets fans on the fan to express how they feel, what they're thinking about, how this new regime is moving so far, what you think about these deals with your number one corner, your number one wide receiver. I think that this is a two-day thing that Jets fans should celebrate and feel like, hey, we are building our team like successful teams in the NFL. The teams that win in the NFL, they don't win in free agency, bringing in an Aaron Rodgers type. They don't win signing the big names or trading for them. Really, they win with those guys being the cherry on the top. They win drafting, developing, and signing their own guys, and letting those guys be the foundation of the organization. And now you're actually seeing the Jets look like an NFL organization. So we're right around the corner from actually seeing them practice. And that's supposed to get you hyped for practice, right? It used to be, oh, the last couple years, come out and see Aaron Rodgers in training camp. No, he's gone. They've turned that page. Now you're coming to see Garrett Wilson versus Sauce Gardner, and those guys lead the way with the rest of the Jets in between. 888-808-1019. You know the number to dial. We'll start with the Jets. But I see people already want to talk Knicks Summer League. Are you serious? You guys want to talk about the Brooklyn Nets versus the Knicks Summer League? I wasn't watching that, bro. I wasn't watching that. Tyler Kolek? Okay, go ahead and call me up. Tell me about Tyler Kolek. We'll get there. We'll get to the baseball. We'll get to Juan Soto and why he should be in the game. But like typical Major League Baseball, to drop the ball and not have one of their best players, the highest paid player in the game. But that shouldn't make you want to not watch the game. The game goes on without Juan Soto. The game went on a couple years ago without Aaron Judge, and he was hurt. Like, it's bigger than one guy, and we'll talk all through it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call us up. We'll be right back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
16,000 square, 8 million up there, 2 million down here. When I was born, grandmama could see it. I be Bentley driven and very strategic. RM sleeve, no diamonds are needed. Floors are heated, so be it, so be it.
So be it! Obviously, I'm listening to this album. Good job, Ray. I was like, Ray, see if we can find any of those clips beats on YouTube, because I've played that album probably 15 times since Friday night. I think that was the last time I was on Friday night, coming back from Yankee Stadium. The Yankees getting a big win. Cody Bellinger, 3 homers. Judge, a hat trick in the outfield. It was a good vibe. But, of course, the Yankees found a way to limp into the All-Star game. We'll get there. We'll get there. We're starting with the Jets. Starting with some football. Obviously, we just had 2 hours of the, you know, Giants camp show, getting ready for training camp, because the rookies have reported they're going to have their little orientation, get their feet wet before things really get going. But, yeah, I want to hear from some Jets fans. And even if you're not a Jets fan, weigh in on the Jets, right? All the J-E-T-S, just end the season, all of the LOL Jets, all of that. It can change. It can end with the right direction, with the right leadership. And I think what these guys are doing is right. I think it is the right move to lock up your number one receiver and your top corner who came in with him. You know, DJ Reed, who was here and then departed and, you know, went to free agency, he tweeted today. He said, "Proud ain't even the word. God knows how hard you worked to get here to this point. My dog lit for life." Like, DJ Reed, former Jet corner that came here as a free agent a couple years ago, is happy and proud of Sauce Gardner and the money that he's got, and he does deserve it, man. I'm telling you guys, you want to harp on the negative, but I don't know if you really realize, like, corners like Sauce Gardner are not readily available. a lot of these guys get cooked. It's a passing league. It's a pass first league. So to have a guy that you're not worried about getting baked out there, like you pay that guy, you keep that guy, and now you let Aaron Glenn and this regime work with these guys on building the foundation for the culture change that's happening, building the foundation for them to be winners. And that's the thing with the Jets. Like they're expected to compete this year. I was watching today, what was I watching? Was it Good Morning Football or something? And I just caught it as it switched, but somebody had up, the Jets could be this year's Commanders. Now that's a stretch, but I'm like, I wish I heard that segment. In my opinion, if you're thinking that the Jets could be this year's Commanders, that means Justin Fields has to play like Jaden Daniels, who's a rookie, and Justin Fields has been around. Let's get to the calls. 888-808-1019. Mario, Long Beach, back on the Fan.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh, no, you're breaking up on us. Got a bad signal. Yeah, you're coming in a little choppy.
How about now?
Go for it. Let's see.
Okay, so here's the thing. I love what's going on though with the Jets with those two guys. You know, I looked it up. Do you know what they did in their?
Do I know what they did in their what?
In their first year, what both of them did.
I mean, I remember faintly, and I mentioned them being the offensive and defensive rookie
yes,
of the
that's
year.
It, man, you hit it right on the.
Not, yeah, and that like never happens. And then the Texans followed up and did it with C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson the next year. But like, you gotta keep those guys.
Hurt that.
I'm sorry, Mario. Call us back. 888-808-1019 as we are taking calls. I'm not about to talk about the Knicks yet. I will get to the summer league stuff. In my notes, I really just have Ben Simmons on the Knicks radar, which I think that would be hilarious for two reasons. Former Brooklyn Ned, and I mean, it's Ben Simmons, bro. But I bet Ben Simmons coming through for the New York Knicks as a bench player, like I bet Ben Simmons would be decent. I bet something he just changes and does something and fits into the mold that they want him to. He was nothing for the Brooklyn Nets. He was street clothes. He was a model wearing different designer. Anyway, you know, speaking of designer, Sauce Gardner stepped out. He didn't post himself in a helmet and shoulder pads. He posted himself in street clothes. And I'm happy for the guy, man. This guy's winning. He stepped out with Ice Spice not too long ago. Now you're about to have Ice Spice at the game. That's an upgrade over Sexy Red. You need Ice Spice at the game. We still need Ice Spice to throw out the first pitch in the Bronx. That's way overdue. But yeah, I just look at the Jets regime, especially with how they just did this, right? It's the All-Star break, right? Baseball games are not being played here in New York. And so they knew they had an opportunity to kind of throw this news out there and say, hey, talk about us. We don't want you talking about us too much. We've been quiet. We've been kind of lurking in the shadows, doing our thing since the draft. But hey, talk about us now, right? We're spending money now. Talk about us now. Our top picks that turned into top players in the league, they're staying. They're not going anywhere. We're not going to play the game where, you know, we enter camp and Garrett Wilson is signed and Sauce Gardner's not. We're not going to play the game. We're like, one of these guys gets on a podcast or a microphone. Like, look at Terry McLaurin right now. Terry McLaurin is frustrated, annoyed, and he's speaking on it. He wants his deal. He balled last year. He was a big reason why, as we speak of the Commanders and the Jets, and I don't know who it was. I got to go find it online, saying that the Jets could be this year's Commanders. Really, I think what they were saying is just a team to go from nothing to something. A team that had some talent that with the right head coach, the right direction can, boom, be a playoff team. And then what happens in the playoffs, none of us know. But yeah, Terry McLaurin's upset right now. Terry McLaurin is voicing his frustration. And I think that's like a last ditch effort to try and get them to cave, to try and get them to fold and give him the money that he wants. He said he hasn't been thrilled with what's happening. Now the Jets are going to avoid any of that. And I know they got ahead of this a couple years, but you pay Garrett Wilson. I felt like Garrett Wilson getting done. You can't do one without the other. You get Garrett Wilson's contract done. You get Sauce Gardner's contract done the next day. Great. I mean, Garrett Wilson is a guy. It's tough to put him up there with the top receivers that he's paid with because of the quarterback struggles. But I saw an NFL game that they had 80-plus receptions and 1,000-yard receiving seasons in each of their first three NFL seasons. I think it's more impressive that he did it with Zach Wilson and Mike White and Aaron Rodgers. And at some point, he had Tim Boyle. You know what I'm saying? The other guys that he's in that company with, Ja'Marr Chase, who just got the bag, but he's got Joe Burrow throwing to him. Justin Jefferson, who has now a combination of Kirk Cousins and Sam Darnold, who was throwing to him. Michael Thomas, who had Drew Brees. Odell Beckham Jr., who had Eli Manning. Like, the most impressive guy out of that group of guys is Garrett Wilson, because it didn't matter who was throwing him the ball. That shows you. This guy gets open. This guy is productive. Now, he reunites with his college quarterback in Justin Fields. He tries to rekindle the spark that they had, playing for the Buckeyes. And they both matured, and their games have evolved. And you can only hope that their timing is there, their rhythm is there, the trust is there, and that Justin Fields is comfortable going to Garrett Wilson early and often. 888-808-1019. Gary in Waterbury, back on the Fan.
McFair the Cavalier.
You're.
Yeah. As far as the Jets go, you're only as good as your QB. Period. Stop. That's the way the league is built.
Yeah, you don't have any faith in Justin Fields. I know a lot of you are skeptical. I have faith in the kid, but go on. What are you thinking?
No, but you got Parsons on D, and he's a beast. But you know when Dak goes down, you're only as good as your QB.
Yeah, I don't even care about those guys. I'm not even thinking about that for real. They're not going to do anything. I mean, if they keep Dak healthy, we'll see. But like, yeah, we're talking about money, and we're talking about paying guys. Micah Parsons should have been paid last year. Like, they waited too long for that, so they're going to have to pay him a fortune. Mm-hmm. They're already paying CD Lamb. They're already paying Dak. Like, this is a perfect example. Thanks for that mention, because I'm a measly Dallas Cowboys fan. I picked Jerry Jones's club when I was a wee little lad. I'm stuck with him. If they win the Super Bowl, I will be happy. But if they do what they do and always get bounced, I'm just going to be like, same old, same old.
Well,
they draft guys. And there just was this thing that they've hit on 10 Pro Bowlers in the first round, but they fumble the bag. They don't pay them right. Mm-hmm. They don't get out in front of it. They don't extend their guys. They wait until the very last minute because Jerry Jones could light $100 on fire every minute, and it wouldn't change his day.
You still got us beat as the Giants, though.
What does that mean? I was just talking to Ray and the guys that did the Giants show. They're like, is Keith the Giants fan? I'm like, no. They're like, what team? I'm like, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I don't rep them like that since that Packers loss. I haven't put a jersey on. But listen, would you rather win two Super Bowls in 5 years like the Giants did and then go through some down years as you figure it out, or be competitive, be good, and have first-round exits, and now 30 years since you've made a conference championship?
No, I know.
It's close.
We're down. We're so down. I mean, we're the laughing stock.
Still the last team to bring a parade through the city. Still can celebrate the good times.
Yeah. No, it's true. And you know what? And Foo Philly and Foo Soto. Soto, the highest paid player, can't make the All-Star team. You know what? Karma serves him right.
What karma? What karma?
Well, going across town.
Thanks for the call, Gary. 888-808-1019. I'm going to get to it. Sal Licata. Sal Licata! Yo, Sal is the best. Sal is the absolute best. I wake up today. First, I listen to WFAN. Sal is boycotting the game. And shout out to the MLB right now. They're doing the stand up for cancer. I watch the game all the time. I'm in here wearing my 2014 All-Star Game jersey that I got out there in Minnesota for Derek Jeter's final All-Star Game. The All-Star Game is great for baseball, but they did miss a huge opportunity to have one of their most popular and polarizing and paid players in the game. You know it and I know it. Let's start there. There is no karma for going across town, but there definitely is a thought about last year where everybody wanted to see Soto and Judge out there in the field together, right? Soto in right field, Judge in center, but then also batting next to each other in the lineup. Like, that was a thing last year. They had them mic'd up. Those two were gushing over each other. Oh, yeah, Soto's the best. Oh, no, Judge's the best hitter in the world. A little different in a Mets uni. Little different. Like, I kind of understand the Met fan that's like, yo, like, this is what happens to the Mets. Last year, you only had Pete Alonso, who was a pawn. Pete Alonso was in the All-Star game last year so that he would compete in the Derby, because they have to beg people to compete in the Derby. We'll get to that as well. Jazz stepped up and did it, and I liked everything he said afterwards, and I don't care that he hit three home runs, whatever. We'll get to Jazz doing it, and he literally on his live last night said he did it to help MLB. They were struggling to fill the field. But stay with me here, Mets fans. How can you boycott watching a game where David Peterson was just on the mound? How can you boycott the year after they do right by your pseudo-captain, Francisco Lindor? Lindor was the runner-up in the MVP, didn't make the All-Star game last year. He was a lock to make it this year. And Pete, who came out of the gate early, carrying Soto's ass, was a lock to make it this year. And Edwin Diaz, right now, you can't tell me Edwin Diaz isn't one of the top 2-3 relievers in the entire sport. So why would you not watch? You don't get. How many years have Mets fans got to watch 4 Mets All-Stars recently be in the All-Star game? Soto's been in your uniform for a couple months. It's not all about Juan Soto. The glazing is amazing, I swear. Juan Soto is not liked by a lot of people. And he didn't get the vote of his peers, and I definitely smell some jealousy. Juan Soto also didn't get the fan player vote. The Yankee fans made sure he got voted in last year. I don't think the Mets fans were able to stuff the ballot. So, I mean, we could talk about the Juan Soto stuff all day, but I don't think Juan Soto being snubbed should make you feel like you don't want to watch the game to, like, support him. He's perfectly fine. Other guys were snubbed, right? Like, Soto mentioning his 100K bonus that he's missing out on, I felt like that was just not well-timed. We didn't need that. I felt like if it was a joke, it wasn't a well-placed joke. You know, with Jacob Mizorowski being in the game, the young rookie who they set the precedent for last year, having Paul Skenes start the All-Star game after 11 starts, that opened the door for Jacob Mizorowski to have 5 starts, and it's like, oh, here comes the Miz. But yeah, as far as the bonus goes, Christopher Sanchez and Ranger Suarez down there in Philly, those guys should be in the All-Star game. But I guess because they didn't outright make it by the time they get, you know, double back with them, like that's how like Miz and David Peterson get in the game. By the time they double back with those guys were already planning their vacations. They were already taking the time off. They didn't care. But the Phillies ran Christopher Sanchez his $50,000 bonus in his contract for being an All-Star regardless. And it made me think, if Juan Soto's worried about that $100,000, I'm like, it should be more than $100,000 if Christopher Sanchez is getting half of that for being snubbed. But yeah, much was made this morning about Juan Soto. And I just think, like, we are too wrapped up in Juan Soto. The national audience is not. Baseball is so regional. And I do think they know that. Do you think that they had meetings in MLB and wherever, you know, whether it was, the front offices, whatever, like the people that decide to make the decisions. I'm sure they're like, hey, Juan Soto is the highest paid player in the sport. He's the highest paid player in sports. He plays in New York. We got to have him in this game. But there were probably some other people that countered and were like, no, we don't. Everybody knows him. He didn't earn it. He didn't earn the player vote. He didn't earn the popular vote with the fans. Let's put some other people in there to grow the game. I know personally, when I worked at MLB Network, there was this term called East Coast bias, where because we were in Secaucus, New Jersey, because a lot of us were Yankee fans and a lot of people that work at MLB Network are Mets fans, they felt like the conversation always leaned towards the Yankees and the Mets, where someone out in Milwaukee would be like, hey, how do you do a whole show on the league and you don't mention us, but once or twice a week? Like, you know, people start to chirp online with that type of stuff. Juan Soto being put in the game after not earning the vote and not having the, you know, he didn't get out of the blocks. He didn't get out of the starting blocks. Not having the start to the season that the highest paid player in baseball should have, a guy that finished third in the AL MVP voting, you know, a guy that was supposed to be all of this, like, and who cares? If you're a Mets fan, did you get Juan Soto in hopes that he would make the All-Star game every year for 15 years? Or did you sign Juan Soto in hopes that he can turn it on in October and help you win a World Series for the first time in 40 years? Jose is in Brooklyn as we go back to the Jets, and I see some Mets fans calling up now. What's up, Jose?
What's up, Keith? How are you doing today?
Good. Happy to be here.
Oh, man, I just wanted to definitely talk to New York Jets. I really liked what they did. They got their two pretty much, you know, draft picks that they hit home runs on signed for the long term. It shows that they actually believe in Aaron Glenn's vision, because that was, you know, huge with the new coach coming in and the fact that they were able to go in, get the money done and have this and kind of move on from, you know, the hilarity of it and the fact that they are looking more like a competent organization. We're going to see how this works out. And the fact that Garrett, I'm a huge Garrett Wilson fan, and the fact that there were certain people that were trying to like call for his head because they didn't like the fact that, you know, Aaron Rodgers couldn't, you know, deal with the fact that, you know, hey, he has to work with young wide receivers and he's shown a history of not doing so. It's actually good that we actually pick the right person and not try to, you know, go through the hilarity and alienate him. And then he asks for a trade and it ends up like every story of a young good product that's developed through the Jets. And I'm glad that we're changing that. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Jose. I'm right there with you, bro. Aaron Rodgers in those Jedi mind tricks had a lot of people fooled. I remember last year in camp, them going back and forth, Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. People are, oh, what are they arguing about? And people saying, oh, well, Garrett Wilson should like bow down or respect Aaron Rodgers, whatever. Listen, Garrett Wilson is the best player on the field. Garrett Wilson has been open. I remember them beefing on the sidelines. Maybe it was the Jaguars game. And Garrett Wilson felt like, hey, I think it was something like he was like, yo, the read on that play is like, if the fade is open, you throw the fade. He beat his man. He was open. But what was Aaron Rodgers trying to do? Aaron Rodgers was trying to get the ball to Devontae Adams, trying to get his milestone touchdowns, and he wasn't looking for him. So, like, Garrett Wilson had gripes with, you know, decision-making and how Aaron Rodgers was playing, and he was in the right. And I'm telling you, this is what I will say about these guys, man. They watched the film. Now, I didn't watch the All-22 coverage of the Jets, but I watched those games last year, and there were a lot of things that Aaron Rodgers put on film where I was like, I'd move on from this guy. Can't make throws, throwing his team under the bus, even in the post games. Oh, Mike Williams didn't do this, and tapping out of that Bills blowout. Like, that's the type of stuff that you don't want in your organization as a new head coach, new GM. And Garrett Wilson put a lot of good stuff on film, and that's what I feel about him and Sauce Gardner. They watch these guys play. They watch their film. They evaluated their talent, and they said, yeah, we know what NFL all-pro talent looks like. We have it in these guys. Lock them up, and let's move forward. Let's give our fan base something to celebrate. Let's give this team something to rally around before we go into this 2025 NFL training camp. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM. You know the number to dial. We got to take this break here. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doing pirouettes inside of my snow globe. Shopping sprees in Soho. You had to see it. Strippers shaking and watching the dough blow. Ace trumpets and rose molds. Yellow diamonds look like PP.
Mm.
Fly from DC on my private to Waikiki. 3P.
On repeat. Playing Clip's new album on WFAN. Only me. Good looks, Ray. Ray behind the glass, cooking up. That new Clip's album is tough, man. I know you heard it by now if you're a hip-hop head, as am I. I got to get back to the bars. I had 3 days off, and usually when I have off, I'm like, all right, I got to write a rap or something. I got to come up with a freestyle. I got to come up with something to spit. But I don't have the time for that. But what I do end up having time for is clipping everything I see and putting it in my notes. And then I get back to WFA and I sit here and I have like 8 pages of notes to scroll through. And I'm like, let's start here. Let's get to this. Let's do some of that. You know the number to dial. We got a full rack of calls. Let's get back to the conversation we were having. Harold is down in AC on the fan. What's up, Harold? Harold in Atlantic City, always turned on right now. His call is turned off. And I think I had another caller who was on hold and I hit him first and then I went to Harold and I think I lost that caller. So the good fortune lands on Robbie in Lenox. Hello, Robbie. Robbie. All right, I'm not taking any calls. I could take it from here. I could take it from here. So far, I started off talking about the Jets, and I know there are a lot of Jets fans that also are Mets fans, and we kind of had to go into conversation about Juan Soto. And like I said, Sal is the best. When it comes to Juan Soto, when it comes to doing a solo show by himself, he manufactured a take today that it had a lot of people talking. It had a lot of people talking, especially because it's coming from Sal, who was calling out Juan Soto for not shuffling and not being Juan Soto and being ready to see Soto be Soto. And well, Soto wasn't Soto in April and May when the numbers that people were going off of when they were comparing Fernando Tatis and others, yo, look at who's in this game. Like, first off, Pete Crow Armstrong, that dude is swaggy. And like, if I wanted to come in and troll and make it a LOL Mets thing, I would laugh about how Juan Soto doesn't make the game. But yet the Mets put Javi Baez and Pete Crow Armstrong once upon a time. And both of those guys put themselves in the All-Star game. You could use one of those guys right now versus a Tyrone Taylor or putting Jeff McNeil in center field. But you'll be all right. You'll be perfectly fine. Juan Soto's going to use this. This is going to be motivation. Juan Soto's going to use this to power you guys to the World Series. You know that, right? Trade deadlines come in. moves got to be made. Something for the Met fan is Byron Buxton, the Georgia native down there in ATL, he was asked about getting traded. And I know there's a lot of Mets fans that were saying, Byron Buxton, that would be the guy. Byron Buxton would be the guy to trade for to play center field. And he said, no. He said, no, I'm not going anywhere. He said, I can't be traded. And he followed that up by saying, I got a no trade clause. I'm a Minnesota Twin for the rest of my life. And good for him. Good for him for wanting to stay out there in the Twin Cities and never win anything. But, I mean, he's going to be beloved out there forever. So what center fielders are the Mets trading for? What center fielders are you Mets fans looking at? Is it a center fielder? I don't think the Red Sox are trading the other guy you were looking at, Jaron Duran. Now all of a sudden the Red Sox, after trading Rafael Devers and us finding out about Rafael Devers standing up Will Clark out there in San Francisco and the Red Sox ripping off 10 wins in a row. Yeah, now all of a sudden the Red Sox feel like they're in it and they're getting a lot of hype. Hopefully they cool off. Yeah, another thing, Sal, to boycott the game. You know, you work for SNY, you work for Baseball Night in New York. SNY is out there. They were on Baseball Night in New York. There are four Mets represented. That's a strong showing. You can't boycott the game. We're going to talk about it tonight. I'm sure they're going to be talking about it tomorrow. You can't boycott the game. You got to watch. Pete, right now, I can't listen to Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso is mic'd up right now at first base. And he's a shaky warrior, especially at first base. I don't know if you want him mic'd up. He might get somebody hurt. Who's on the mound right now? Hopefully they don't have to field their position. Tango with Pete at first base. Okay, Harold in Atlantic City may be back. How you doing?
Pete, can you hear me, bro?
Yes, sir.
My apologies for the last call. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the whole Sal boycott thing real quick. So here's the thing. I lost all respect for this guy, and I'm not going to put it on Sal because I know you guys have an etiquette
for
about
Juan
this.
Soto? You lost all respect for
I would
Juan.
I would put it on Sal.
Okay.
But I would put it out to all Mets fans, not just Sal, because I know you guys don't like to bang on hosts. So
yeah.
When you say you're going to boycott Juan Soto, the game, because Juan Soto is not there, what about Peterson, Alonso? Like, you ain't rocking with your guys?
Right, the guys that have been there for longer and homegrown guys at
yeah.
that. These are two homegrown guys in Alonso and Peterson. This is Peterson's first and maybe only opportunity. Like, the biggest story is Lindor. Like I was saying, Lindor should have been there last year. I was saying he should have been the MVP.
This is his first appearance with the Mets as an All-Star.
There you
How are
go.
You going to say you're not watching that?
And you know what I said, Harold, about Juan Soto? I understand he's a money man. I understand he said it in jest about, oh, it's a lot of money on the table. His response should have been, I was really looking forward to going to my first All-Star game representing the Mets.
100%. And that's
would have
how
won everybody
one of those
over
guys
with that.
Talk. That's what every one of those guys talk about. None of them talk about
that's
money.
What Pete does. I've literally lobbied for Pete, saying every time I've been to All-Star or watched anything, all he makes it about is representing the Mets there because he is Mr. Met at the All-Star game all of these years.
100%. Let me leave you with this. I listen to Midday every day. I don't know what Sal's going to talk about tomorrow, but I better not hear him say a word about David Peterson, Francisco Lindor, or Pete Alonso in this All-Star game.
Thanks for the call, Harold. He's going to talk about something. He's going to cook something up. And I don't know if he's watching or not, but like David Peterson was just in there. It's kind of tough for me to watch and see exactly what he did. Let's go to the box score. I mean, he had a clean inning. David Peterson goes in there for the most part. He doesn't give up anything. He has a strikeout, two hits, does his part. He's out. Now, with the National League having the lead here, and, you know, these games are always low scoring and they come down to the wire, Edwin Diaz is probably going to get an opportunity to save this game, close this game. That's going to be big for the Mets and Mets fans. I haven't seen if Lindor has made any plays yet. I'm sure something has come his way. But, like, what if the Mets are a big part in the National League winning this game? And I know it's a meaningless game, yada, yada, yada. But to say that you're boycotting the game because Juan Soto has been in the Mets uniform for 4 months. and, you know, I understand. I'm somebody that I always tell you guys, I was in the MLB fan cave, right? The whole thing about the Fan Cave was we need to reach a younger audience. We need to grow the game. And Major League Baseball back then, they had some type of embargo. They had some type of like hold on their content. You couldn't clip their content and repurpose it. You couldn't even make a GIF. You could not take videos from Major League Baseball games and put them on Twitter, put them on Instagram. They were kind of like hoarding their stuff, their video. They were flagging the content, and it was stupid because it's like, don't you want people to take the game and then put it on other places besides cable? No, we want you to buy MLB.tv. Like, I swear, Major League Baseball has done so many things wrong. I mean, they made a mistake last night in the Derby. You got to have a swing off. You can't, but I know. The agenda was to get the big dumper to be the champion because he's leading Major League Baseball in home runs. That was the storyline, right? He's got his dad with him and his little brother catching him. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper. He advanced by 0.1 of a foot. Like, come on, bro. Brent Rooker and Cal Raleigh should have had a swing off, but Brent Rooker probably beats him. And then you got to put Brent Rooker and the Sacramento A's on the forefront, and then you lose the guy that's leading away. Anyway, baseball has always messed things up. They messed up how they handled the Houston Astros. Like, we can go through the game of shadows and all of the things that they have misplayed, mishandled. They misplayed the lockout. If you're paying attention, we're about to head into another one. It's a lock. It's a lock. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says large-scale change is needed in baseball, and that the MLBPA union leadership is not necessarily on board. Because of that, Manfred is meeting with individual players to make the league's case. We need to energize the workforce. If you've ever been to the All-Star Game, everybody is there. And there are meetings that go on in these hotel rooms. There are dinners. There are parties. All these guys are together in the same city because baseball is on break. And there's business being done. And if you're, you know, keeping your ear to the street down there, it's sounding like after 2026, after next year, how could we not lock out? How do we not end up with a work stoppage? Bob Nightingale writes, Union Chief Tony Clark, this is what he says on the salary cap. Quote unquote, this is not about competitive balance. This is institutionalized collusion. So Tony Clark, I always see Tony Clark and Rob Manfred as like adversaries. Obviously, they work together, but they're like Superman versus Lex Luger. And we're not about to get into the Superman movie. I'm not going to go see it. I hear it. I heard it wasn't endorsed. Mike Francesa had a long rant about why you shouldn't go see it. But, you know, that just came to my head as I see Tony Clark and Manfred going at it all the time. Or seems like they're going at it all the time. So baseball finds a way to mess things up. And they definitely messed it up with not having Juan Soto in that game. When you look at the best players in the game, Juan Soto should be there. But it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. For the Mets, for Mets fans, for other players that got in the game that didn't, for New York. Like I said, New York is an echo chamber and the rest of the country doesn't care about all the stuff that we talk about all the time. They got their little look into the rivalry, right? When Juan Soto folded in game one of the Subway Series and the Bleacher Creatures, we turned our backs to him and people chanted F Juan Soto and he did nothing in that series. That was it. I think the rest of the baseball world was like, okay, cool. We saw Juan Soto return to Yankee Stadium as a Met, but we're off that now. There are other players and other storylines. There are young players like PCA, like Jacob Wilson in this game, like, you know, Junior Caminero, the youngest player to ever compete in the Home Run Derby, who a lot of people bet on. And that's another thing. You got people betting on the Home Run Derby. You got to give us the rules, and you got to let us know that it could come down to how they're measuring home runs. And I hear a lot of people on Yankees Twitter, I think somebody even called the radio station to say, they have technology to measure out there in Atlanta a 471-foot homer, Brent Rooker's versus Cal Raleigh's. But they couldn't determine whether that Aaron Judge homer in Tampa was a homer or not. They ruled it foul. They kept it foul. So Aaron Judge is minus one homer. He should have an extra homer. When we come back, we'll talk about our spring training home, Yankees fans. We'll talk about Tampa, George M. Steinbrenner Field, and the verdict. What's going on down there? Team being sold. And what they're planning on doing in October. Keith McPherson on the Fan. You know the number to dial. Let's go to it right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.